and the girls' volleyball gym. They have a gym off the track and then a court set up in the middle of the track for games. It's pretty impressive to watch a game courtside or up in the bleachers above the track. Eileen nodded, pretending to be interested. She couldn't picture what he meant. Her indoor track was a gym at the high school. Basketball, volleyball, badminton, or whatever sport was going on at the time shared the gym with her. Her coach happened to be her high school gym teacher, and he was awesome. He wanted her to go to Connecticut or Louisiana, somewhere with a strong women's track program. She agreed. U of G had been a last-minute choice for her final recruiting trip because of their near Ivy League status and the fact that the super hot-looking male NCAA champion happened to attend the school. Eileen's best friend, Becky, had dared her to go. She had gone through all the brochures at Eileen's house and said she needed to go on one recruiting trip based on something other than track. Becky had insisted on U of G because of the hot guys. Eileen had said yes because of Tyler Jensen. She had watched him race at the USTAF championships last summer. He had this amazing physique, all muscle with no fat, and a six-pack which really should be referred to as a 12-pack. However, it wasn't his body that always had her staring at him. It was his face. The short, perfectly cropped hair against his naturally tanned skin and those unbelievable eyes. She had picked U of G in the hopes of talking to him close up just so she could figure out what his eye color really was. It was ridiculous. Stupid. She knew it. But nobody knew the real reason she had come to Gattaca except Becky, and she only knew half of it. Eileen had never voiced her silly crush out loud. Nobody knew, and she planned to keep it that way. "Miss Nessa?" The grandfather-aged chauffeur lifted his foot off the gas. "Are you all right?" She turned back into the present and realized they were on the highway. "Sorry, pardon? I was just wondering if you needed a drink. We've got about an hour and a half before we reach Gattaca. Do you need anything?" "Oh, no, thanks. I got a bottle of water here." She could feel the heat in her cheeks, but refused to acknowledge it. She stuffed her earbuds in and turned her iPod on, hoping it would defer Monsieur Chauffeur from chatting. It didn't work. So, where are you from? She paused, hoping he would think she couldn't hear him. When he repeated the question louder, she imagined her mother sitting beside her, giving her the look. "From Ohio, Bucyrus." "What event do you do?"
"Hurdles."
"Sprint or 400?
"Sprint."
"Are you any good?" Eileen shrugged. "Pretty good for high school. Not so sure about university level." She had spent the past year and a half comparing her times to NCAA students. If she compared her personal best to last year's outdoor rankings, she would be second. Her indoor times this year weren't so great, only because her coach wanted to focus on the upcoming summer and trying to make the World Junior Championships. However, she wasn't going to brag to a total stranger. She had to believe in herself, not make other people believe.
"Well, you got 5 years to find out."
His walkie-talkie two-way radio buzzed, and a woman's voice came through the line. Mr. Chauffeur replied. Eileen leaned back against the bench and closed her eyes. Her flight had been early this morning. She was tired, but could never sleep while traveling. She went over her high school coach's instructions for training. They usually planned a hard workout for Friday so she could take Saturday easy. He hadn't been impressed with her decision to use her last recruiting trip on U of G and made today's workout tougher than usual. When she moaned about it, his only sympathy came by saying she could do the workout Saturday instead. She still had to do it. It sucked having to call the coach here in Gattaca the day before she left and ask if she would be able to use the weight room and possibly the track. At least Coach Anderson had been totally understanding and said it wouldn't be a problem. With the track meet tomorrow, she could use it today or possibly early tomorrow morning. Guess it all depended on what she'd be doing on the trip. She didn't think tonight would be late. The athletes had their meet tomorrow. Doing the workout in the morning seemed easier than trying to squeeze it in today. Coach Anderson had mentioned a campus tour today before practice at 3 o'clock. She peeked at her watch.